Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Monday, the 29th of May, 2023. Starting in Asia today, in Turkey, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has won the presidential election. With 99% of votes counted, Erdogan won 52% of votes against 48% for opposition leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Erdogan has already been the leader of Turkey for 20 years and will now rule for another 5 years. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi opened the new Parliament building in Delhi yesterday. The old Parliament building that was built during British colonial rule will be converted into a museum. Opposition parties did not attend the opening ceremony because they said that the ceremony should have been conducted by a neutral person and not the Prime Minister. Iraq has announced a major infrastructure project worth $17 billion. The project will build roads and a railway between the northern border with Turkey and the southern port of Grand Four, which is still under construction. Prime Minister Mohamed Sudani said that the project is part of the aim to develop Iraq's economy away from a reliance on oil. On the border between Iran and Afghanistan, there has been fighting between Iranian border guards and Taliban fighters. According to Al Jazeera news agency, 2 Iranians and 1 Taliban fighter were killed. Both sides accused each other of shooting first. In South Korea, a man opened the emergency door of a passenger aeroplane 3 minutes before it landed. The plane landed as normal and nobody was seriously hurt. The man has been arrested. Europe. In Ukraine, Russia used missiles and drones to attack cities across the country this weekend. One of Russia's missiles hit a hospital in the central city of Dnipro and killed at least 4 people and injured over 30, including children. In the capital Kyiv, 2 people were killed by Russian drones. Ukraine's parliament has approved new sanctions against Iran for supplying Russia with the drones it is using to attack Ukrainian cities. In an interview with the BBC, Russia's ambassador to the UK, Andrei Kelin, said that it was a mistake to think that Ukraine could win against Russia. Kelin told BBC journalist Laura Koonsberg that Russia hasn't started to act seriously yet.
For how long would you be willing to fight on?
That depends. That depends because Ukraine, it's a big idealistic mistake to think that Ukraine may prevail, which Russia is 16 times bigger than Ukraine. We have enormous resources and we hasn't just started yet to act very seriously.
In Kosovo, there have been clashes between Kosovan police and ethnic Serb protesters who are against ethnic Albanian mayors taking office in majority Serb areas. Kosovo declared independence from Serbia in 2008, but Serbia does not recognise this. About 93% of Kosovo is ethnically Albanian, but there are some towns with a Serb majority. Africa. In Nigeria, Bola Tinubu will become president today. Tinubu won a presidential election in February. Muhammad Buhari is finishing his second term as president. In Egypt, archaeologists have found a mummification workshop. Archaeologists in Giza say that the area discovered in a burial ground was used to mummify the bodies of humans and animals around 2,400 years ago. America's In Brazil, there has been controversy about a game that was available on Google's App Store called Slavery Simulator. The game allowed people to buy and sell slaves and was downloaded at least 1,000 times before being removed by Google a few days ago. The Venezuelan government is paying people to post pro-government messages on social media, according to a report by the BBC. One social media user showed reporters that he was paid about $10 per month for spreading propaganda. In the United States, a lawyer has apologized for using ChatGPT to create documents presented in court. A judge in New York found that documents given by lawyer Stephen Schwartz contained invented quotes and false information, after which Schwartz admitted that he had used artificial intelligence to create the documents. And also in the United States, a heart transplant has broken the record for the furthest distance between a heart donor and receiver. A heart must be transplanted within 4 hours after being removed. This was enough time to fly a heart from Alaska to Boston, over 4,000 kilometers. That's your world news in 7 minutes. A big thank you to Adam in Poland and Alex in France for becoming our newest supporters. If you enjoy this podcast, you can help to support us at send7.org. Supporters also have access to the transcripts of every episode. I'm Stephen Devincenzi. Tomorrow you will be with Namitha Raghunath. Have a great day.